Hello, this is user KittyX Texas reading the script offer If I Let You Come that was posted by user Tease to Tears for Gone Wild Audio. Today is Sunday, April 3rd, 2022. If I Let You Come, what makes you think it will be different from any of the last times? I mean, when I have you locked up and so very, very frustrated for me, you really do make a very good, very obedient pet. When I ask you for anything, you just do it. It's always, yes, miss, and off you go. And I can't tell you how much I enjoy that. You seem to forget all about yourself and just focus on me. You know that, right? And then when I asked you, why on earth should I ever let you come? Do you remember what you said? Every single reason was about you. You and your aching little cock. Oh, miss, I need to come. Oh, miss, I'm aching so much for you. Oh, miss, please, I'll do anything. Do you see the problem with that? It's all about you, and if you have learned anything at this point, it should be that this is all about me. I don't lock your cock up because it gives you some sort of pleasure. I do it because it pleases me. To deny you, to laugh at you, to control you, to take away that part of you that defines you in so many ways. Your power, your control, your arousal, your desire. It amuses me. It excites me. It drives me. I don't do it to be mean. Well, I don't do it just to be mean. I do it because it's what you need. I see into you and through you. When you are desperate and denied for me, it really makes you a better man. You don't play stupid games. You aren't always thinking about yourself. You are thinking about me, and I really like that. Your whole demeanor changes simply because I hold the key to your little cage. And if I let you come, all of that seems to evaporate. You seem to forget who you really are. You lose perspective and you go back to being that person who only thinks about themselves. Now you still say all the right things. You even do as you're told. Others might look at you and not even be able to tell, but I can. I can see it and I can feel it. Your tone is different. Your enthusiasm is not the same. It's like you're pretending, and I don't like that. Once I lock you up and the frustration starts to set in, your voice changes. Did you know that? You start to sound more and more like a lost little boy. You want to touch and cuddle more. You start to need me, not just physically, but emotionally as well. You need me to tell you that it's going to be all right. You need me to tell you that you are pleasing me. You need me to give your suffering meaning. And I want you to suffer for me. You know that, right? You suffer for me. Get it? The more you tell me how much it aches, how desperate you are, how you can't stand it anymore, the more exciting it is for me. I want to keep pushing you until I see that look in your eyes, the one that tells me you really will do anything for me. You won't just say it, not even think it, but you feel it in every part of you, because when that happens, I'm not just going to let you come. I'm going to make you come. I will tell you why. Because when you feel like that, when you understand truly that this is really all about me, All of your suffering, all of your agony, all of your desperation won't be about you anymore. It will be about me. And when that happens, I want you to come so you can feel me take it away from you. To take away everything you have worked so hard to achieve, I'm going to steal it from you. Your submission, your surrender, your meaning, because I want you to know it isn't just what I can do when I deny you. I want you to know what I can do to you if I let you come. I want you to miss it. I want you to crave it again. I want you to hate your freedom and beg me to take it away from you. I want you to understand that this is something that you need and that without it, you can't be whole. You can't be complete. So when I lock you up, it isn't a game. It isn't just to keep you denied. It is to make you more and more mine every day. And then when I unlock you, if I let you come, you'll lose something. Something precious, and you won't be able to get it back without my help. You'll beg for your cage. You'll beg me to lock you back up. It will feel like I've stolen a part of you. And just as desperately as you needed to come, you will need me to deny you again, to tease you again, to torment you again, to make you suffer for me again. Because at that point, it will have truly become about me, about what I can give and what I can take away. You will feel naked, exposed, vulnerable, needy, and you will feel these things for me. That is what's going to happen if I let you come.